With nothing to impede it, Monte Alban swept out and established a domain of almost 10,000 square miles. For centuries, it stood on equal ground with its neighbors, the rising Maya states to the east and Teotihuacan to the north. It enjoyed relatively peaceful relations with both, but had continual trouble in Mixteca, a constellation of petty principalities immediately to the west. By contrast with Monte Alban, these were minuscule entities. Most were clusters of rustic villages covering 10 to 20 square miles. Yet they were amazingly troublesome. Monte Alban repeatedly overran the Mixtec statelets, but never managed to eliminate them. These tiny, fractious domains endured for more than 1,000 years. Meanwhile, the much stronger and more centralized Zapotec Empire collapsed completely in about 800 AD. Mixtec writing survives in 8 codices. The deerskin or bark books, whose painted pages could be folded like screens or hung on the wall like a mural. The Spaniards destroyed all the rest. More purely pictorial than Zapotec or Maya script, the texts were arranged almost randomly on the page. Red lines directed the reader's eye from image to image. The symbols included drawings of events, portraits labeled by name, the king Four Wind, for example, being shown by symbolic wind and 4 little bubbles in a line, and even punning rebuses. Enough writing has survived to give, when coupled with archaeological studies, a vivid picture of Mixtec life.